This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast all across the United States of America from Tampa, Florida, on some of America's great radio stations. And we thank you very much for tuning in, for chiming in. We've already had some running conversations going on the Facebook page of the Captain's America Third Watch. And a special shout out goes to our military men and women who are listening to us right now all around the world via the satellite and the internet. Plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our Border Patrol and 911 dispatchers, too, for their service to America. Thank you for keeping us free and safe. And to all those people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, all those nighttime mechanics, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers where they're sorting the mail for delivery today. And the bulk mail haulers, too, bringing that mail all across the country, point to point, place to place. Thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Well, joining us right now, we've got Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag. Of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And ladies and gentlemen, we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. We get it. The other side of the aisle, the far left, does not get it. They don't want to get it, but we're telling you the way that things were when the founding fathers founded this country. Well, Kyle, yesterday, the president and the vice president wound up in Indianapolis, Indiana, at the NRA meeting, the annual NRA Rifle Association meeting. And this is what the president had to say. It's about a minute long, so let's listen to this.
Well, I want to thank Chris and Wayne. I'm thrilled to be here in Indiana with the men and women of the NRA. You are great American patriots. Chris Cox, Wayne LaPierre, Oliver North. I've been following Oliver for a long time. Great guy. Three extraordinary champions for the Second Amendment. And I'm a champion for the Second Amendment, and so are you. It's not going anywhere. It's under assault. It's under assault, but not when we're here, not even close. I also want to thank our tremendous Vice President and Indiana's native son, Mike Pence, has done a fantastic job.
And Mike Pence was there, and Mike Pence is from Indiana, former governor of Indiana, as well as congressman, and he has done a good job. I like the job Mike Pence is doing.
Well, yes. I mean, I think that, you know, generally speaking, Mike Pence has been a great advocate, not only for the administration, but he's been very dignified as well. I think he's done a great job.
Now, the president also, while he was there, vowed to pull out of the UN arms treaty. As a matter of fact, he showed a document. He actually signed a document there doing just that, pulling out of the UN arms treaty. Now, there's a lot of people in the audience, Kyle, that have no idea what I just said. So fill them in briefly, if you can, on what the UN arms treaty is all about.
Right. Well, this was signed back in 2013 under the Obama administration. So it would be Obama and then Secretary of State John Kerry, basically.
Ketchup Kerry,
that's right. And what this does, Captain, is it puts, it signs on to a treaty with the UN. There are many other nations that have signed on to it, which begins to govern the import and export of firearms based on what the current definition, according to the UN, might be of international human rights law and these kinds of abuses and so forth that may go on. But what, of course, critics have been upset about is that it begins a sort of slippery slope to really beginning to manage the United States and its own Second Amendment constitutional rights and how firearms are regulated here by Americans, not by an international body.
Well, that's true. And who had signed on to that was not even abiding by the agreement? What country?
I think China, I believe so.
China was one of them. The other one was Russia. And neither one of them were paying any attention to that. They just were shipping arms everywhere and anywhere and not taking into consideration what the treaty said to begin with.
Well, exactly. And so this is pure Trumpism, pulling out of treaties that he doesn't believe serve the national interest of the United States, and that may be sort of bogus on the face, basically, in terms of how it's implemented around the world. And case in point would be the Paris Climate Accords. You know, there are many ways to accomplish things, but the treaties that the Obama administration got us into simply bared to be, revisited. And the president revisited them, found them wanting terribly, and obviously there can be a better way.
And this was a good thing to do, not a bad thing to do, for those people who are going, oh, man, now we're going to be in an arms war. No, we're in an arms war. We never have not been in an arms war. And it's gotten worse, not better. And by the way, when the President Obama did that, the whole purpose behind it was to try to bring the United Nations gun control into effect here in the United States. And, of course, the comments that have been made before in the U.N. is, well, the United States has got more guns per capita than any other country in the world. And they've got way too many guns, and they shouldn't have 9 guns per person. They should only have 1 gun per person, or some stupid nonsense like that was part of their argument. I remember the discussion.
Well, exactly. And really, I mean, you know, nobody wants unfettered gun violence. There's no reason for that. But the United States is unique, and our Second Amendment stands strong.
All righty. We'll be right back, folks, and more with Kyle Warner, professor of politics. By the way, good morning to Richard the Marine in Oregon. How you doing there, sir? And good morning to LJ, and good morning to Sue, and good morning to Sandy, and to Bob the Bugler. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition, broadcasting from Tampa, Florida, all across the country.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. Folks, let me tell you about a brand new social media website. If you're sick and tired of getting blocked or banned or silenced on Facebook or Twitter, because that's what they're doing, and boy, I'll tell you, social media companies have gotten way too big, and they've got way too much power. They're actually shutting people down for some of the comments they make that talk about life, God, freedom, and the belief in American values and the American way, and all it takes is somebody to complain, and boom, they turn around and block you. But at hub.life, that's hub, H-U-B, H-U-B.life, it's the newest alternative in social media that gives its members the ability to once again express their belief in freedom, God, country, and the American way, and basic decency. So stop being silenced. Quit waiting to get out of jail and join people from all over the world at hub.life. It's free to join, never a crime to express your beliefs. Hub.life. Go over there and check them out. You'll find out that they're the real deal. I'm over there, and Kyle Warren's over there. We have auxiliary pages over there, don't we?
That's exactly right, Captain.
And people keep stopping in here to become friends of ours, and that's a nice thing, and we definitely do that. I'm not only over there as Matt Bruce, I'm also over there as the Captain's America Third Watch. I've started an auxiliary page over there to see where it goes, and so far, so good.
Sounds good. Exactly, yeah.
Now, let's talk about something that got a lot of play yesterday, and then right away the folks on the other side of the aisle, including a few of the middle-of-the-road and liberal Republicans, said, oh, not so fast. But we heard about the first quarter GDP that was supposed to be around 3%, according to the president. And some people said, oh, no, it's going to be about 1.2 or 3 or 4 or 5. And some people said, no, it's going to be 2.2. The Federal Reserve in Atlanta said they said it was going to be 2.7. But the exact numbers, the figures, came out to be 3.2%, which was a fantastic number, considering that, once again, it shows that the economy is strong, above expectations in terms of numbers, and we're just cruising along the economic bandwidth, if you will.
Well, sure, and as a result of this, yesterday, Captain, looks like the S&P 500 and NASDAQ both had record closings, being very high after this GDP report came out. And you're right, some had thought it would be much less. Some economists were saying 2.5, but it came out at 3.2. And one of the great things about this, Captain, is that the result of this, also, by the way, you're even sort of baking in the government shutdown late last year and into January. So this is why I think there was a little bit of trepidation there. But it's actually a good thing that we're seeing coming out. And it means, Captain, that as we go through the next quarter, the fears or thoughts of recession on the horizon somewhere have been greatly diminished as of today.
And I heard one of the supposed economical wizards on the radio talking about how truckload shipments were down and inventories were down. But in fact, inventory rebuilding added 0.7% to the growth, and truckload shipments were up, not in January, not in December of last year, when you have the Christmas time surge where things slow down traditionally the last part of December and January, especially in the trucking business. But then they start to pick up again in February, a little bit more in March. And guess what? That first 3 months actually showed more shipments going by truck, especially the stuff going border to border. In other words, going overseas, the overseas shipments. Now, there were plenty of shipments being moved around the United States from point to point, going from warehouse to warehouse and warehouse to store and this, that, and the other. But the significant number of the increase was the exports that we were sending overseas.
Exactly. And, you know, really, right now is a very good time to be an American, Captain, because we're seeing these amazing things happening.
And the dollar is strong.
The dollar is strong, and people have gone back to work. There are jobs are plentiful for people who are looking for a job. You've got people who haven't worked in years and years. And don't forget, Captain, the magic way of making them sort of not factor in to the unemployment numbers of years past was simply to stop counting them.
Yeah.
But they were still there, and they still wanted a job, but they just stopped counting them because they just sort of went into the ether. Now, of course, those people are back, and they're back very strong.
And it was the strongest first quarter growth rate since 2015, because in recent years, GDP has been exceptionally weak in the first quarter. There's always been the fears that growth could dip below 1% this year due to a variety of adverse factors, including the trade war with China, which apparently is going to see an end to it. But again, the numbers actually don't lie. The numbers prove what's there. And for anybody that's talking about manipulating the GDP, they do not understand how it's done to begin with.
Well, right. And of course, you're always going to have some folks who are going to want to create a narrative that, again, you know, somehow the economy's getting ready to tank, and that would just work out just perfectly for these 2020 Democrat hopefuls, because they would want to run on a bad economy, look what Trump did to the economy, et cetera, et cetera. But I don't think...
Yeah, exactly. Look what Trump did to the economy.
Yeah, exactly. But I don't think they're going to get that. I think we're going to continue to see things be very good, in the sense that, it's going to be strong. It's going to be robust. And this is the key. It's organic. If it's organic and not somehow falsely propped up by some other, or policy or whatever, because Trump's policy is actually to let the people do what they do best, and that is engage in commerce and just sort of go for it. together. This is what we're supposed to be doing. And can you imagine, Captain, if he had bipartisan support in the House and in the Senate? Do you imagine what could be happening for people across the highways? And
we would easily be at 4 or 5% if the House of Representatives would wake up and cruise along with what the president's doing. But Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats have no intention of helping him.
They really don't, and they've missed their opportunity to be able to say, we were part of this success, but we can manage it better.
Well, they aren't. They aren't. They can't manage it better because there's nothing that proves they can. Because guess what? Under Barack Obama, and by the way, there was an article that just came out by way of Forbes, you and I were just talking about during the break. Under Barack Obama, the immigration fix with Barack Obama was to add 4 million illegals into the United States who never paid one dime in U.S. tax, but yet they got 3 years of tax refunds from the government for being illegals and being here.
Well, exactly. Yeah, there was a sneaky way of being able to declare earned income or some such thing and be able to get actual refunds going back 3 years. That's exactly right. And, you know, these kinds of things, you know, they're stunts and so forth. But what we're seeing with Trump and what we're seeing with the American people who are responding to these policies, you know, because it takes a lot, Captain, for a small business owner to release whatever cash they might be sitting on,
yep,
to invest in their company, to expand, and even bigger, medium-sized or bigger companies. They have to make those same kinds of decisions. And President Trump has created an environment by which they say, it looks like smooth sailing, let's do what we do.
Yep, absolutely. Now, let's talk about the border for a minute, because the Pentagon yesterday announced a changing in some of the orders, longstanding policies down along the border. Now, the Pentagon is waiving the longstanding policy that prohibits military personnel from having direct contact with migrants as part of a move to increase the military's involvement at the southwest border. Now, senior officials at the Department of Defense have asked Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan to authorize waivers for about 500 troops following a Department of Homeland Security request for military lawyers, cooks, and drivers along the southern border. Now, the reason that they want the drivers is to transport the detainees from where they get picked up at to the detention centers they're being shipped to. And they would be in a segregated driver's compartment, but they would actually be coming in sort of indirect contact with the people that would be coming by them. And they would not act in a law enforcement capacity. And cooks are being brought in because they will help distribute the food in these detention centers and these new tent detention facilities that they're building, three of them, along the border. And then finally, the reason they want the military lawyers is they would help in the deportation hearings. By the way, there's over 400,000 people in the pipeline scheduled to be deported once their case is adjudicated. This would be in New Mexico, namely Albuquerque, New York and New York City, and Louisiana in New Orleans, where they have the courts where these people would be.
Exactly. Well, to be able to supplement that is a very good thing, and that's why they're having to do it like that.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with one more segment of Kyle Warner, professor of politics. And, you know, when we come back, we're going to talk about Rod Rosenstein and something that he had to say yesterday regarding Russia and regarding the administration's policy, because he said the Obama administration hid the true story of what was going on with the Russians. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump, speaking at the annual National Rifle Association convention in Indianapolis, tells the crowd that Democrats have their eyes on guns.
Far left radicals in Congress want to take away your voice, your jobs, your rights, and they especially want to take away your guns. You know that.
The Pentagon is poised to approve another 300 troops to go to the southern border as another caravan of migrants are heading north to the U.S. to seek asylum. Cochise County, Arizona Sheriff Mark Daniels tells Fox News what the troops will do.
The military is in a non-enforcement role. Their job is to support the mission to secure the border, support Border Patrol, CBP, on non-essential jobs like the enforcement aspect of it.
And you are listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my friends at the Geico Insurance Agency near you, because your local Geico insurance agent can cover more than just your automobile or the truck that you're driving, whatever vehicle you happen to drive. They also cover things like your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, and your snowmobile. And they can even help you with homeowners and renters insurance through the Geico Insurance Agency. And the reason I brought up snowmobile is because in the Truckers Highway and Byway Report that's coming up here in the next segment, you're going to hear me tell you about where it's snowing again across I-90 from South Dakota all the way over to Chicago. So get the winter clothes out. Get the snowmobiles out. Well, I'm just kidding about the snowmobiles. But there are some areas that are going to get several inches, perhaps as much as a foot of snow in that barrier, in that group. And don't forget that Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years. They are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including yours truly. So, Check them out online by going to Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. That's Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Or go to your local phone book under insurance, and you'll find them there. Now, I want to remind everybody today that I'm going to be at the Moss Family Chevrolet dealership along with the lovely Yvette from our sister station, 760 AM Radio Luz. We're going to be there. I'm going to get there at 11 AM. I'll be there till 3 PM. Yvette's going to show up at noon, being the movie star that she is, and she'll be there with the lunch that we'll be serving from noon to 2. So you can start your summer right with a new or pre-owned Moss Chevrolet and have no payments until November, 0% down, no payments till November. Enjoy some good food. Take a test drive in one of the vehicles, certified pre-owned or brand new. And the all-new Moss Family Chevrolet here in Tampa is on North Dale Mabry in Carrollwood, just a little bit north of the Gaithier High School. And I'll see you there today starting at 11 a.m., 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Moss Family Chevrolet. And Kyle Warren said he was going to take the corporate jet and fly right over.
That's right. That's right. And then I don't care what fuel costs in California. I just want to do it.
Well, here's the thing. Fuel in California is up a dollar, right, above where it was?
Yeah.
And a lot of that is the taxes that they pass. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
Why are you still there, Kyle?
Good question. But, you know, our governor is forming some investigative commission or something to try to figure out why.
Oh, wait a minute. The guy that created the problem to begin with by signing the bill that raised the tax is wondering how come the price of gasoline's gone out of sight?
Exactly.
What a dope
world. Yeah, it's a crazy world.
What a dope. God. And he actually got elected, huh?
Well, no, exactly, yeah.
All right, well, let's talk about Rod Rosenstein, because Rod Rosenstein the other day when William Barr was making his announcement about the Mueller report kind of stood there like a bump on a log, and he looked like he was maybe, having to hold a lot of things in. But yesterday, he ripped the Obama administration for hiding the full story of the Russian meddling in the elections that were going on. They knew what was going on, and they chose to not say a word because they knew what Hillary Clinton and the Clinton campaign, and oh, by the way, don't take my word for it, Judicial Watch is the one that did a Freedom of Information Act, and they got more information, including emails that are very damning against the Clinton campaign, and more about Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, what they knew, when they knew it, and what they were trying to do by recruiting the White House chief of staff for Vice President Mike Pence.
Exactly right. And I think what Rod Rosenstein is doing here, Captain, he's revealing, again, I think, what the Obama administration was not willing to do, and that was to level with the American people about what was going on in terms of what was an existential operation, an existential threat to the country being waged by the Russian computer hackers and so forth, because I think they wanted to craft these issues or this event into something that could be used politically against Donald Trump. I think it's just as simple as that, and it should enrage every single American, because if we are under any kind of attack, we should respond as one nation, but not to try to use it to one political party's advantage.
Well,
and I think it's going to be a real bombshell.
Well, here's the other part of attack we're under, and it's our Second Amendment, because Mike Pence, I wanted to play this, because Mike Pence, I'm telling you, I'm so impressed with him and his actions and his words. Here's about 37 seconds of him at the NRA, and listen to what he had to say at the NRA meeting in Indianapolis.
But our freedom is under assault every day in other ways. The same blue states and cities that are trying to bankrupt the NRA have become sanctuaries for illegal immigrants, including dangerous gang members and human traffickers. And the same people who want to restrict the right to keep and bear arms of law-abiding citizens believe the Boston Marathon bomber should be given the right to vote on death row.
That's true. That's true.
That's right, yeah. And one wonders, Captain, why these Democrat candidates and the prominent Democrat candidates, why are they leading with this? I mean, this makes absolutely no sense. Nobody wants this idea, except I think perhaps some pretty delusional, very far left people who've sort of taken leave of their senses. But unfortunately, we're seeing this race to the left in the Democrat Party that even Nancy Pelosi and others won't be able to control. I think we're just seeing it just fall out of their hands completely.
Now, Beto O'Rourke, who was kind of a sensation when he came out of the box, right?
Oh, yes, yeah.
Was at a rally yesterday where he had how many people, Kyle?
Well, let's see, the headline says tens, but it was around 35 people, we understand.
Yeah, and Beto O'Rourke, when he came out of the box, he raised a lot of money right off the bat, right?
Right, oh, yes. But
and
yeah.
Joe Biden, who announced his candidacy the first 24 hours, raised $6.3 million, which was higher than what Beto O'Rourke did. He's now raised more money than Beto. So Joe Biden is on his way, I suppose, if you look at the money raising. And Beto has kind of hit a little bump in the road, but I think it's his demise, because who is going to go along with what the hell he's proposing?
Well, that, and there's a lot of stuff coming out about Beto that is very unsavory, I think, to a lot of people. He did raise a lot of money in the first 24 hours, I think, of his campaign, but that's because he was the phenomenon. He was in sensation, as you mentioned. He had the support of the media, but it's just, he's just not living up to any of the hype. Joe Biden also, in many ways, if he doesn't really present himself as a man with the fire in the belly to be president, even though he raised a lot of money, he may see that fall off fairly quickly, I think.
Yeah, and very, very quickly in Sri Lanka, Christians are being told to stay home. Don't think about going to church because they've got another credible threat of violence coming perhaps again this weekend. There was a gun battle that raged not in the capital, Colombo, but in another part of Sri Lanka where apparently they reached an enclave of some of the bad guys that were there. 15 people were killed, including a bunch of kids.
Exactly. And it's a very, very sad story coming out of Sri Lanka. But as we know, Captain, there were credible threats before the Easter attacks. And so now, of course, they're taking precautions and people are heeding those warnings. And the warnings are getting out, which I think is always the important part of that.
Yeah, Denise Simon and I will be talking about that coming up here in the next hour. Now, parents, pay attention. Kids, too, rocking sleepers have been recalled following reports of deaths of infants that died in these rocking sleepers.
That's right. There have been 5 reported infant deaths, we understand, since 2012. And every single model, all models of this particular Kids 2 rocking sleeper is being recalled. So,
well, they've had 700 complaints, but they've had 5 children that have died. And of the 700, I don't know how many have been injured for whatever reason, but wow.
That's right. Now, these products, they're sold online. We understand people might have bought them at a Toys R Us back when there was a Toys R Us, Target, Walmart, for example. So obviously, you want to check out and see what kind of product you have if you have a small child and have something like this. Absolutely.
Okay. Now, before we run out of time, tell us how we can hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All righty, and we will talk to you again on Monday morning, so you have yourself a good weekend, and I imagine you're going to go see the Angels play baseball.
Perhaps. I'm not sure yet, but we might. I was watching them on TV tonight there in Kansas City. Yeah.
Oh, so they won't be at home then.
Yeah, I think you're right. I don't think they're coming back for about a week or so, I think. So.
Okay. All right. We'll talk to you Monday morning.
Take care, Captain.
All right. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and by the way, always a wealth of information, and we enjoy having him on, and we've got a lot of great compliments about having him on. By the way, next week, Wayne Allen Root comes back to the show, so there you go. And speaking of Wayne Allen Root.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Nat Bruce.
All right, and Wayne will be on again next week. I'm the Captain. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. we could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
4-0. This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound just like old Bandit Run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, son, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. He's pounding down, loading up and trucking.
gonna do what they say can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run.
Alrighty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. And this is the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. Go over there and check them out. Four dealerships to serve you. Moss, M-A-U-S, Family Automotive. And the four words that get everybody's attention: you serve, you save. That means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're currently on the job active or retiree, or 911 dispatchers, active or retired, too. You get thousands of dollars off in savings 7 days a week, 24/7, 365 at Moss Family Automotive. And don't forget about the certified pre-owned Moss Care. It comes with the certified pre-owned vehicles, as well as free oil changes for life and free tire rotations. Well, here we go. It's not a pretty picture if you're up north, and here I'm going to get right into it. Strong winds will be likely from the Appalachians to the Middle Atlantic region into Saturday evening. Now, sustained winds of 20 to 30 miles per hour would gust to 50 miles an hour in the Appalachian Mountains and the Blue Ridge areas of Tennessee, as well as up into Virginia and West Virginia, are expected and could lead to downed trees, isolated power outages in those areas. Now, further north, much colder temperatures are expected over the northern part of the country this weekend. Heavy snow, you heard me right, heavy snow and strong winds and hazardous travel will be created along the upper Midwest. Now, let me start out with South Dakota. Central and eastern South Dakota, you will have snow, winter driving conditions. Going into Minnesota, the southern part of Minnesota, you will have snow. Around Rochester, Minnesota, all the way across to Milwaukee, Wisconsin, on I-90, you will have a winter storm warning. You could have upwards to a foot of snow, blowing and drifting. Driving will be hazardous. And that snow will continue all the way over into the northeastern part of Iowa. Certainly, it looks like as if the Quad Cities could get some along I-80, as well as coming out of Chicago on I-80. You could have it to the Iowa line. And the snow will skip across Lake Michigan into the western part of Michigan, where a general snowfall so far is going to be falling across half the state today. Now, there will be some rain in the northern part of Indiana. That may or may not change to freezing precipitation. It depends on the temperature, of course. And in the northwestern part of Ohio, Toledo over to the border with Indiana, you will have some rain there as well, scattered showers. Now, taking a look at the northeast further up, the northern part of New Hampshire and about half of Maine, it's currently raining there right now. We do have some weather off the east coast that's creating some windy conditions up through New England, starting with Connecticut and going right up along the coastline all the way to Nova Scotia. And taking a look at the upper Midwest in North Dakota, you're going to have some windy conditions there across much of North Dakota. There's going to be some wind conditions in Nebraska tonight. Looks like as if you could have some interesting problems there with some of the wind gusts that you could see there, all part of this system that's to the north, coming across I-90 and parts of I-80 in Iowa and Illinois. And then, again, KNUS out there in Denver, I'm not sure, but I think they still have I-70 closed because of that that pile up on I-70. And, of course, that was a horrible incident. Five people killed, and what a terrible thing. So pay attention there in Denver. You might have to go around I-70 where they had that wreck. And west of Denver, you've got rain all the way into mountainous areas, on and off into eastern Utah again. It's been that way all week. Then you've got rain, of course, in the eastern part of Idaho. You've got a freeze warning in the northern part of Montana and windy conditions to the west part of Montana. You've got a freeze warning in Medford, Oregon, where they raise a lot of the pears there in Oregon, so be advised of that. And you got some rain in the San Bernardino Mountains of California, and that's pretty much what we're looking like tonight. But the snow is along I-90 from South Dakota east all the way to Chicago, Illinois, and it'll be the heaviest in the southern part of Minnesota, from Rochester, Minnesota, all the way across to Milwaukee, Wisconsin, where they could see a foot or more of snow and blowing and drifting as a result, too. Now, don't forget, Moss Family Automotive brings you four dealerships, and those four dealerships offer the You Serve, You Save program that saves veterans, active military, plus first responders, too, a ton of money. We've had people show up from as far away as Arizona, from way up in Canada, all points in between, all the way up into the great state of Maine. They've come down, bought vehicles because they cannot get the kind of deals down here that they can where they live. They come down here for Florida, to Florida, to maybe a vacation or whatnot, and then, of course, they jump in and they grab a vehicle. Now, I today will be at Moss Family Chevrolet on Northdale, maybe here in Tampa, so I look forward to seeing a number of you there. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. Hello, come in.
Good morning.
I suppose the big news is still coming out of Sri Lanka worldwide because they got into a raging gun battle somewhere yesterday in Sri Lanka, killed 15 people, including a bunch of kids that were involved in this terror family.
Well, the officials did say that they were still out there. And I almost thought I was wrong because I thought it was kind of a overreaction to their security situation since they bought the, you know, the first part of it. But, yeah, late in the night there was a, apparently some kind of a raid and they did get into a gun battle. It'll be interesting to see, how that whole thing actually played out.
Yeah, and they do have 15 of them that they say were killed, and there were some younger people that were involved in it, and apparently they were part of, you know, they weren't just innocent bystanders.
Correct.
Yeah. So this has gotten very serious, very quickly, and Israel's Israel's telling their people to get out of Sri Lanka, and the Christians, the Roman Catholics, were told, don't even bother coming to church.
Yeah, they virtually have closed all the churches, telling them, you know, worship at home, but don't, you know, forget communion. It ain't going to happen.
Yeah, so, and again, this is a group that swore allegiance to ISIS. That's my understanding?
Correct. It was Islamic State inspired, but I don't know that we can still say, I mean, you know, Islamic State took credit for it, but they do that kind of thing often. So it doesn't, there is no proof yet or evidence yet that Islamic State had literally soldiers there on the ground.
Right. And we do know that they've scattered and gone to different places, but no one can say with any authority and any definition that, or for that matter, any confirmation that ISIS is actually physically involved in
Correct.
This. Yeah.
Correct.
All right, and some of these bombers, I understand, came from the wealthiest individual in Sri Lanka. But anyway, we'll have to carry that over on the other side. Okay, coming up right after the top of the hour news, Denise Simon will be right back. We're going to tell you about, again, the UN Arms Treaty and the fact the president pulled us out of that and what that means. There's been a lot of cheating going on there by China and Iran, usual normal players. And Russia. So we just backed out. But we'll tell you all about that and a lot more. Be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to blackriflerealestate.com. That's blackriflerealestate.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.